And look at this. We talked about that earlier.
Funded with Indiegogo.
Funded
very
with
good.
Indiegogo, yeah.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm Jamie.
I'm Kevin.
Nice Nick. To meet you. Nick.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
So tell us a little bit about what you got here.
Okay, what I've got here is a Fobo tire. It's basically it's all Bluetooth smart tire pressure monitoring system. And we are the first in the world that created this product that is actually running on Bluetooth. Yeah, and it talks directly with your smartphone. Yeah. So cool. We had this, we ran this campaign in Indiegogo and ended in about mid-October. And we were like 660% overfunded.
Wow.
Yeah, and we have like over 70 over countries of people buying from different parts of the world for this product. Yeah, so we were amazed. Yeah, and we were also a bit surprised that the response was so well. So this really shows that we have a product here that people really need and we're solving a problem. Yeah. So
you basically, if you look at our product shot here, mm-hmm. you screw this onto your tire, onto the valve stem
correct.
Of the tire, and you have four of them in the kit, so you have one for each tire on your car.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the center what's the center module?
Okay, so this whole set works, all this component here works as a set. So what we have here is four sensors together with a in-car unit. So the sensors and the in-car unit can communicate directly with your smartphone over here. So the in-car unit is for a spare in case you didn't bring your smartphone and yet you are still able to get an alert. Yeah, and on the in-car unit is only alert on the LED. It blinks and tell you which tire is giving a problem. But on the smartphone itself.
Oh, I see. And so the in-car unit actually has different lights
For each tire,
so
yeah.
You can see which tire it is.
Exactly.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. And on the phone itself, the app, you are able to get individual tire pressure reading directly from the sensors. Yeah. So this will tell you which tire having a problem, and this will tell you exactly the reading of each.
I wish I had this now, Kevin, because you know what happened to me yesterday? I was here on the show floor. I was getting ready to go on live here, and my phone rang, and it was my daughter, who's home in Maryland. And she says, Dad, the sensor light came on the dashboard. It says one of the tires is flat,
yep.
But they all look fine. I can't tell which tire it is.
Exactly. That's really a problem. Even in the new cars now, the expensive ones.
They'll tell you that you have a low pressure, but they won't tell you which tire it is.
Exactly. And they only tell you there's a low pressure sometimes after you start driving because it uses some kind of ABS to sense the imbalance of the tires. And that will only alert you when you're quite bad, as in like you're maybe 20-30% down. But in our case, you know exactly the tire pressure and which tire is giving you a problem. Yeah. And you can even know before you actually enter the car because it's running on Bluetooth. So as long as you're within range, like 15 to 20 meters away from your car, you're actually getting alert already. Yeah. And we have an app over here that is really innovative. Basically, you can pair up to...
So put that right there.
Sure.
Or you can hold it up so you can see, yeah.
Basically, you can pair up to 20 cars.
20 cars?
20 cars, yeah. So you can actually pair up to 20 sets, that means. And so long that all these cars are within the Bluetooth range, 15 to 20 meters, it will scan them and give an alert if there's a problem.
So it's very interesting. Not only is this for the one-off consumer, but you can actually set this up for a fleet or for a small business.
Exactly.
So they can keep track of all their trucks or their vans or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, exactly. And... As a owner of the set, I can actually share this access to my friends or some of my family members that's using the same car. So for example, if this set is paired to this phone, yeah, and this car is commonly used by a few people, so what we can do is we can give read access only to these people via Fobo Share, we call that, and then these people who has read access are able to talk to the sensors directly when they are near the car. So you can
their phones.
Correct. You can share up to 100 people.
Wow. So again, for a small business,
perfect.
You got a fleet of 20 vehicles and you've got 30 employees. All the employees can have access to that data.
Exactly.
Depending on which device and they'll know what vehicle they're in and they'll know if there's a problem.
Yeah.
So is this available now?
Yes, it's available. You can get it from our website, www.my-fobo.com. We're retailing at $179. We're shipping worldwide. And in certain countries, we actually have local distributors. So depending on which part of the world. But yeah, for consumers, you can just log into our website and buy it. We ship worldwide.
And again, the price was?
USD 179.
179?
179.
Wow. Excellent.
Yeah. Cool.
So my-fobo.com.
Correct. www.my-fobo.com. So I say we are the world first and still the only one that has got this all Bluetooth smart tire pressure monitoring system. I mean, there are many other systems out there, but none of them are doing what we're doing here. Yeah, that I can monitor my tire pressure 24/7, and without even getting into the car, without starting the engine, I already know my tire pressure.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Really cool
Kevin,
stuff.
Kevin, thank you so much. This is great. Just out of curiosity, because we've been talking a lot about Indiegogo and crowdfunding.
Yep.
And what was your experience with that? Because we found quite a few products here at CES were crowdfunded in some way. And we've seen that as a trend this year that's happened.
Yeah, I think in our point of view, Indiegogo was a really nice platform to introduce a product to the world. There are a lot of visitors visiting Indiegogo, and also most of the products there are pretty new, like innovative, I'll call them. Yeah, so it's not a Me Too product that's available out in the market. Yeah, people there are innovative, there are smaller players that they really want to attract the world, yeah, to show the world what they can do. And I guess it's a good platform to express yourself, yeah, to actually promote your product, to show the world what you can do as a small player. Yeah. Of course, Indiegogo was a starting point, and after that, with all the social medias that were picking up the information from Indiegogo for a successful campaign, so from that perspective, we think that it helped us a lot in showing the world, yeah, or introducing to the world of this product that we have here. So I would say that, yeah, for anyone who really have a nice product, innovative idea, they should definitely go with Indiegogo.
Excellent. Yeah.
So I guess a follow-up question real quick, if
Go
I
ahead.
May. So we talked earlier with another guest on his changes he made to the hardware through Indiegogo because yep. he realized some fans and some backers wanted to see something a little bit different. So they completely altered their goal and their vision. How was your success here? Was this your initial concept the whole time, or have you really tweaked it?
Yeah, this is the initial concept, yeah. But you're right that during the campaign, there are a lot of funders. Yeah, they actually gave comments on what they like to see. Yeah, and even when we start shipping out the product, they were the first batch who got it. And from there, they should tell you that they give you feedback. Yeah, very valuable feedback. And a lot of people on Indiegogo are actually very techy. So they are actually the right crowd that you want the first wave of users to be using it. Yeah. So you know, if you have any glitches or any bugs, yeah, they're understanding, yeah, because they know that this is a brand new product out in the market. So long you teach them or you apply some patches, and they'll be happy. So I guess it gives a very good their training, yeah, to us as well. What is the real life experience from different part of the world, and what they like about the product, what they don't like, yeah. And we are still in contact with them actually now, so we have a very constant email communication with all these funders. What they will tell us what they like and don't like, and then whenever we have a release, we'll announce to all these people, yeah, and then they'll be happy to test out the product for you.
Great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So I think it's
excellent.
A fantastic platform.
I am so thrilled that you've had such good success with a really cool product that fills a need and
it does.
Is a good feeling. You
like
know,
I said, I could have used it this week. It would have been something I could have wished I had on my cars at home already. So fantastic. Kevin, thank you very much for coming in and seeing us here.
Best of luck to you,
Kevin.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And thank you. You can go ahead. That, you know, it's great to see...